I also think that one of the great advantages of the United States system, even though it's very frustrating sometimes for the president, is that power is distributed across a lot of different institutions. It's what we call separation of powers and decentralization. So it's not just that the president and Congress are separate centers of power. It's also true that you have state governments that are powerful. The private sector is powerful. And this makes it hard sometimes for America to change as rapidly as we need to respond to changed circumstances or problems, because it's like it's sort of like herding cats. You know, you're constantly trying to get everybody to work together and move in the same direction at the same time, and that's difficult. The advantage is that even if we end up with somebody who I might not consider a great president, there's a limit to some of the damage that they can do, because, and I'm sure Republicans feel that about me. They're glad that there's distribution of power, you know, because they imagine that I would have turned the United States into Cuba, I suppose. You know, they tend to exaggerate a little bit my how I see the world. But that's why I think that the United States has been stable.